Thank you. At the end of the financial year in question, our board approved 2015 financial year. I think this play an important role in the information. So here, we know that it's but I think it's more important than it is. I'm going to What is also done in foundation future is help facilitate the contact communities to make sure that the remuneration costs are paid by ensuring that some of the communities do participate, particularly the things that are that is that the fact that they are part of the community. Most of the benefits are also those who work on the health to the better. You've been recognized for the if one looks at the graph really on the right, the suggestion that the trend is up in terms of our performance, in terms of number and we hope to sustain another growth. As far as the programs, we picked up some of the examples of the projects that we've done, a number of number of those, but they give you a sense of the sector we have. I mean, if you look at Mumalanga, we look at Charlotte Lodge, these are the ones that we've seen in the particular part of the KZN, and we are participating in the Dream of Dragon. not only by the we also
start with the chief, because the agency is in the where we have collectively have established have function the hospital is really run through the local government. They established the helping identify projects help identify or find funding. I think the last thing is that as you can see, both of the issues in 2003, the project is the agency was very much better. They know that you have that project. You should have ended the funding. Some of these projects need a lot of hand-holding. You can get through to train the number of projects. The one that is very important on the echo side, probably now we're going to update the echo to the so in Mandela Bay, there's a number of projects. I think this development features the context to us because there you actually with the local government. Unlock some of the areas. Some of them help the land, but they don't necessarily have the expertise or additional funds to show us that that land. Hopefully, the leaders can also bring community. As far as the community empowerment is concerned, maybe why the economic industry is the number one. But what we're doing now, which is more different than in the past, we do what we call the expansion of the ecosystem, where we say in the fact that we approve a significant portion of those that should go into the business itself and grow the business. Also have some of the schemes, the co-orchard, co-forestry, those ones you know that industry, those are long-term ones, and they tend to have 10 expectations, we make it very modest, we should that we encourage safe and to come in and stay at home. So those two we have extended for the also for the funds that we need to ensure that the next couple of slides, those are the ones that I said we not only the entire value, I mean the cultural side, but the idea of the local providing. So what is the service of one approach and then the fishing permit which we have in some of the committee members that have that some of the programs we talked about, which we've done, and some of the but our role does not only end for me. This example had them in some of the members of the work. We know that it's not because it takes a long time to be able to handle the process of the program. The next two or three slides will be giving the sense of, I'm not going to go through the some of the experience of some of the experience that we shared. The future for this one is we have cooperation of here in some programs. Here we have what was semi loads, bringing in country funds. For it here, where we see the future for this one is we have the lady who was coming to meet us. Financially, we chose very good sense. Maybe the members of the community that we considered the entry of our which we have one of the largest companies that can be done. But what the financial results show is actually we ask the community for us to do more by the government. One is the balance sheet. We should grow things that give us the strength. not only about Krishna, the sector in which he was planted, but he was also the only
and then on page 4 of the second slide, they say that that on the amount of money that is going to be spent in the development in township, it's 5.97 million approved for development in township. Now it's expecting to create 5,100 new jobs and save 1,400 new jobs. Now, what kind of jobs do you intend, or which part do you intend developing in that township? What kind of jobs are these? And then, if we look at the previous slide, you will see that you talk about permanent jobs. Now then here I see about saving jobs. If you can just have clearance on that one please. And then also my question 3 on the same slide, it says that over 9,100 jobs will be created in the rural districts of South Africa. These rural districts have been identified already. And if they have been identified already, can we have an indication which rural districts in the government are those? And then on page 5, my last question, Chairperson, is on the lack of to provide finance to wide range, this is page 5, the second slide. Point 3, to provide finance to avoid a range of ethnicities, especially new entrepreneurs. Some gaps need to be achieved there, some gaps. These gaps are identified as lack of skills and lack of necessary support systems, lack of financial institutions. So, these have been identified as facts. Do we have a plan how to cover this lack for the future? We have a plan in place already, seeing that those are left and need to be covered. So have we got a plan in place already for that? Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you
very
much. Thank you, Unfortunately, just the comments will be a little late. My questions relate firstly to page 3, top slide. Same question I asked the PI the other day. You have on your second bullet that you have funding goals for over 241 enterprises. What I'd really like to find out is that's how much you're spending on these enterprises as of now. What I'd like to find out is what is your attrition rate for the last year, 2 years, in terms of organizations, enterprises you have funded that have failed. I know that the DCI said something about especially SMEs have over 60-70% failure rate over the last 2 years. I'd like to know from you, based on your experience and your funding priorities, how many enterprises have actually failed or closed down or not succeeded even with your funding, and maybe some ideas as to why and what has been done to correct those measures. Then page number 5, under your BE slide, my big question, and I see one of your imperatives or your strategic imperatives under IDC's objectives is broad-based economic empowerment. And my big question to you is, what has been done to ensure that broad-based black economic empowerment actually takes place? That you're not recycling the money within your organization to the same subjects that you normally see gaining big contracts, huge black economic empowerment consortium, versus two black economic empowerment companies and enterprises that don't usually get the funding from your organization. Then on SMT support, I'd like to speak to the issue. You spoke about tourism. I was on the board of the South African Tourism Service Association, And the reality in the industry is that transformation is not taking place. And you have 80-90% of business still in the hands of a few people. I'd like to know, through your SMG support on a regular basis, what is being done to ensure that your funding priorities help gain access to new markets for these new DES and EDs. What is being done with your funding priorities to ensure that there's a bigger piece of the cake for the smaller black companies? Then page 7. We have some high impact projects like on top of the fish processing industry. So I'm glad to see that we're dealing with this industry, but what my question relates to the fishing industry in general, and this relates to the small harbour communities that are being devastated by the lack of quotas and by the lack of support from organisations such as yourself in turning their industries into viable economic and profitable ventures for the local community, the fishermen that have been fishing for years and now suddenly don't have access to quotas. And once again, there's a problem there with quotas and the major collusion towards, you know, landlocked, housing-based companies getting access to quotas and getting access to financing for their projects, where the people who are doing the fishing and who are based within those harbors are left out in the cold and don't have food on a day-to-day basis. And then, I think that covers me for now.
Thank you. There are three people in the queue. Let me start by the food one. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look left man, I'll say my problem is benefiting and I'm happy. Maybe it was, we came for some projects in Sunday, the West Coast, and the Metro, your house building one, as you mentioned, and others. And the Southern Sea. Yes, what was to one go not funny, but I think it has to do with the eye as well. So let me take on the Russian case by the case. But I can't speak for other people. And I also, I see that it's not in the food of it, but for all, what would have expected. So my question to you, or question to you, one, the issue of modern funds in the country, and just in the Western case, you know, two. One is the high information link, the other is the carbon for price. I'm not hearing you saying anything, but I'll tell you why I'm saying that. We look at what you've done, we look at what President has said in the past, so that we make sure that whatever announcement is in what we get, I tell you before, I know it can't be done everything in 1 year. And as we move along, how do we make sure that such announcements are made? I must say though that in the Nelson Mandela area, because of being there for technical reasons, I can see the growth. I was happy when I went to that site of Mosca. I'm not sure which one is correct in Mosca. Yeah, but maybe we should use white, and maybe we should use the original. At least you can see some development in the area, and when I say development, I also mean in terms of employment. At least people are able to put bread on the table. That's one thing I can see. And where you do good, we will have to save you. But we will also tell you when you're not doing good. And my other question again will be your relation with the IDC and provincial structures. Not that you, I don't mean your IDC provincial structures or regional offices, I mean, have problems with some economy, whatever, and issues of trade. Do you have any relationship with them so that you avoid duplication of work or some kind of talking to each other? So the question was asked by a mutual leader of my team, Mr. Dagger, it's another way of asking it. People are classified as unpaid work. How do you deal with that? Because the commission is going to look at them. They have a lot of legislation behind them. And I'm trying to make sure that whoever, as you say, who answers them, you know who must answer them. The issue of sector capitalism, can we have something on that to go, whether it's succeeding? I'll share what I can do my children when I see you with your answer. A little concern on you as director of management is there a way you can make sure that it gets to affirm women as well? There are only two women, Neo and the other India, as we know. And I'm not saying put women for the sake of women. Please understand me. It's not about cooking for women. That's to beautify it. In other provinces where I don't have a picture of how things are happening, how do you measure your good work? That would be in terms of employment, for instance. If there is an establishment here, IDC has funded here, how do you make sure that it is, whether that's employment or that? Or a particular person, particularly people who are not South African. You know, my question is based on the Ashanti. My last one for now. If it's business language to call a woman chairman, thank you.
let me start with this one. Thank you for the question. I don't think we'll be able to give an answer here, but it seems that we'll help us before we come. Let me start with the chairman. We found that it's a struggle. We try and be sensitive as well. But in case of our chairman, she prevents the commission and has the commission. But we found out that we will say chairman. But the people have decided mostly that men does not express male or female chair. The norms and ideas around the top of our success in government. Let me try to understand. On the higher range, the very first question what we find is when we interact, particularly with other funders, there are some projects which, when they need to have a particularly in the long term, because that it takes long term funding, or it's a lot of funding.
say, when people are taking some time, we run this and we see that it's hard. Obviously, it's important for us to achieve one week so that we know the risk that we need to have. Still in business, success is in so if you don't know what you're getting yourself into, you might think it's funny for business and for us might not be so what this line is saying is, as you are saying, where did we see something in the time? We evaluate them in business market, and when we think we can be able to absorb it, then we can invest. So that's what this line is saying. Because it seems sometimes we don't go long, too long on banks in some cases, or go too long on business. On the kind of job, we don't have it here, so we can work on it to provide time. But we do, when we do achieve it, we do be able to get the kind of job. When we do achieve it, we can specifically what the business needs. In terms of not only the equipment or the relationship, but also the people. So, what you find, in some cases, white collar is the people. What you say, for the business to sustain the type of revenue or activity that it sustains, it needs the type of business. Some of them are skills, some of them are not. So, we've been creating. Oh, what do you find in some cases they are really really job and creative as opposed to maybe never need depending on what you can provide the background. When we talk about permanent jobs and saving jobs, I had a case from Mr. Fedman where, in that particular case, he said, if IDC does not give you money, that means the business is broken. So then that means the jobs that are there is not. So when you're talking about saving jobs, Mr. Fedman is talking about. When we talk about permanent jobs, in some of the businesses that we find that they go to that, for example, in the customs, we have some investors, they have some also in construction, we have windows, so they funding a hotel, we have construction workers, some businesses. So when we talk about permanent jobs, we talk about jobs that we go beyond that and sustain the business of and direct jobs or the jobs that are directly related. For example, if you're funding a movie, you know that there will be jobs with the other part of the creative, for example, different people. We are not necessarily directly in relation to the movie itself, but are indirect. Those are the ones that we want to do. How we know that there's an impact we can do it, but I think we are not just coming directly, but it's very easy to come directly. I think for the
okay, thank you, Chair and members. I think it's in terms of the really the IDC rural development strategy. I must say that Chair is actually aligned to the presidential development notes, and your question specifically was pointed at what I have been doing for mention about three of them in the Western Cape, which is the Mission Spring, Kari Nisha, and the Cape Paris, probably Bowman West. I think what we have been doing as the IDC, whatever we do, I think our strategy should be aligned to the provincial strategy and the local government strategy. So we started the process of trying to engage the provincial example, I think in May we shared a meeting with the provincial cabinet to brief them of what is happening so that we can also understand what their strategies are. Unfortunately, that process didn't take place, but we are still waiting for the date for us to come and maybe sit down so that we can understand where they are going in terms of their strategy. I think that is our rural development strategy. It is aligned with the presidential motion. Because God knows that there has been a late fund by the national government, by the president, and we have to align our strategy with those knowledge. I think my question is actually addressed to one of the mental questions. I think that was a question.
Thank you. Able to talk about your question on when we talk at the meeting of the seniors or what is that doing, what said, how well, what is the following.
And the chair, members of the House. Once we have identified some of the skills that are lacking in our entrepreneurs that were trying to assist, this is what came out of our interaction with many entrepreneurs and small businesses. Within the ICC, we have now an academy. Part of the academy, there is an externalization of our courses where we conduct training in different ministerial districts and provinces where we provide training to our customers and our potential customers that need certain business skills. It doesn't mean that if the skill is not available in that business, then we will turn our back on that business. We identify the lack of skill and try and figure out how it can be mitigated. From our side, we invite entrepreneurs in regions and offer them specific courses that are related to one, putting together a business plan, and also giving them an understanding as to how to run a business. There have been courses in different regions, especially in the Northern Cape, Free State, Northwest. We have conducted courses to help entrepreneurs to improve on their skills in terms of managing business. That's what we do as ICC in terms of addressing. It's not that once we've identified that there is a lack of skill, as a result of that, then we will not consider the business. But also we make sure that our potential customers, when they now decide to start their own businesses, they have an incentive. So we have a program that is aimed at assisting entrepreneurs and small and medium enterprises.
Thank you. Chair, we have not talked about what you do in the strategy, that's some of the points, and then maybe just also highlight why we get a map of the
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the House. Maybe just to start with the challenge facing the IDC in terms of the regional development and what we are going to be doing about it. What you find is with IDC operations based in Stanton in one area, what you find that during high economic activity, as we are now in South Africa, there's a huge deal flow coming into the IDC. And operations deal with that flow of deals coming in on a daily basis, which puts a huge workload on them. And obviously those business plans, those business proposals that come in that are complete, that fit our norms, get dealt very quickly and try and have a quick turnaround time on that. So what the major challenge therefore is the proactive side, to get to those areas where we really need to make a difference, far away from changes. And therefore it's a crucial decision made that we are going to take operational staff, senior people that have deal-making experience in IGT, and place them in the provinces. We call them regional managers. They will be based in each of the 9 provinces of South Africa, and really their function will be to be on the ground, start off by interacting with all the local development organizations, agencies, all stakeholders in that province, and sister organizations, your EDAs, your INEAs, and come up together with them and the IDT operations side to come up with a strategy for each region. They will be based on the ground, they will be able to interact with the role players there on a daily basis, they will be able to interact with clients there. Clients won't have to travel many, many kilometers to Sandton to put their business proposal. That's the one part, and with that we really want to extend our reach into the provinces. What we're also going to be offering in the province is the business support program. Now this business support program, we have already engaged all the CEDA offices countrywide, where we offer a service where new entrepreneurs can come with their business ideas, their business plans, and through CEDA and through consultants that we have appointed throughout the country, we will be able to assist them to actually get those business plans to the right standard so that we can shorten that process. So the regional manager will get those business plans in, help those entrepreneurs to get the business plan to the right level that we want, and then we will process them as soon as Samson where the operation side then can deal with it and do due diligence. So we need to shorten that turnaround time substantially. We already have 3 offices, as you know, Eastern Cape, Western Cape, and KwaZulu-Natal, but they were really marketing offices before. So we will also operationalize those units, those offices, and make sure that we also have the right skills in those offices to deal with business proposals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chair, just to finish off the point to begin with, we have a question for our relation with our economic structure in the province. What should you prioritize over and above the interaction between the BFI and the government, or in the new roadshow? Last one was in Kima, where we interact with Chamber as well, make sure that we talk to the engineers, not only for them to know what they can do, but what they can do, but also to join the same time. So we are conscious that we don't have to duplicate, and we should not bring that to be where. Now, coming back to the question on attrition. We're a long-term client. So, as I said, we're probably the last people to keep up the life of the business and economy. What we do on a periodic basis, we measure what we call our promise for business. That is consistently stated about 11% of our output. So that gives us an indication of the business and the cycle where. But what we have is a unit which we call the customer service. That particular unit, when the business, we see that it's struggling, and the client is transactional, they look at the risk. Why? Sometimes we find that management has played a role in ensuring that the business is not working as originally anticipated, or sometimes you find that maybe the market has changed. So what this unit does is look at the causes and see how best we can save the situation. And if we do business support, then the business support has to come. But in some cases, unfortunately, we have to stop short. And in that case, we do this. That unit does. But that's the last step in the process of the company.
realize and recognize that a share with SME is not only the funding that you need, but why you come into these other initiatives of business and also ensure that you help people cope with the introduce at level. In terms of the question of what are we showing you so that the evidence is not the not only the recycling, I talked about expansion of the where we're saying some of the money will go to business growth. We are conscious of the fact that it sometimes happens that we have the same people applying. We have government partners which we apply to ensure that people, at least other people come to it. Or, not only is it just good discipline for us in the business, but also it is but what we do is to bring the community members. I think that's one aspect to show that I talked about the six constructions. It's only in 1 year the community. Because we have access to the capital funds, it enables us to do that. But what we'd like to see is to see the community really benefit. And we understand that it's not necessarily the finance. If you get our numbers, which are shared on VT, we've seen a number of startups that we've done, where 32% of the funds that were approved was for expansion and so that says to us we bring the new people in the new team. We'd like to do the best to ensure that as far as changing shareholding, that can still be because there are some of the big companies which are not empowered, which you would like to see that they should be empowered. I mean, in some of those cases, we still find that we do find that we're taking out our shareholders or reducing their stake and putting them in the black here. So, but what we do there is we don't are not just content with that, we say to the people that are involved, either as a person or an IT. Some of our conditions that people in, we encourage people to really play a role in the business so they understand that it's not only just controlling the shares, but it's about the fund of funds. But that's also related to the size. And as far as the transformation in the tourism sector, we've been guided by chances of things, so that's what we try and do, and hence our role is really and also to ensure that the alignment with the code of when we find a particular of the economy, not only the shareholding that we look at, we can still start to use all the other factors. On the fishing industry, we don't want to say that.
On the fishing industry, I'm not saying that. The IGC, our investment currency is most of our investment is in the processing side. But we started to participate more with the funding of the canal project that is the motor side. But I think one of the biggest challenges is assisting with the small fishing communities that we were talking about. And we are here to now to say that with the announcement of the Cabinet Minister, Martinus Galbraith, of the development plans in terms of the aquaculture, the marine culture, we are monitoring the situation. We can say that we would like to participate. he has already identified, I think, the nodes in different projects. And the IDC is moving forward with our implementation of this project. And we hope that we're confident that we'll be able to do it. But in order to address this challenge, this is one of them, which is using ourselves and the other.
When people who are here on the technology, we engage them, people who are going to fund the project, we engage them to ensure that is there a plan for them to take them out. We don't say, oh, because we are in the credit, you know what I mean. So that's the effect, but there needs to be a discipline. And people are convinced that that's going to be there, and then they need to engage with whoever to put them there. They need to say, because otherwise,
level, we've been talking to you. We have not made progress, but I think on the provincial level, but we have made ourselves available to the decision to see what role can play parameters. I don't think there's anything that is substantial that I can show that what we have achieved. We have shared about it. What we've been successful with in the past.
Tomorrow, the minister is giving an announcement for the call-out of the regarding the IDC. The issue that needs to be sorted out was the participation. And once that is sorted out, we will move to ask why the minister is the activity of participation for those particular areas. Yes, we are very keen, but when you talk about the fixed income, the funding of the fixed, there's nothing that will really happen in the area. And in terms of the road transportation, the bus, that's the issue.
Yes, thank you. On your UN assembly, the take note, if you look at the total IDC management, over the past few years, you've made very considered efforts to really bring it forward. What you see is that only a very different project in the whole line, which includes people like in terms of measuring the success of the project, we do look at jobs that are created in the process. But our prospect slide shows, although this is only just on the base, of what our contribution per province, so that's part of the commission is a good indication. Something that we consistently monitor. I must admit, some of the provinces do not do as much as we should be doing. Yes, in the United States, we are
of the reasons why we have embarked on this regional strategy and this one. If we're closer to the problem, what can we do more than what we are doing now? Because sometimes it's just, I think we can do it well. People just think of the coincidence, just have to come off, and then we do the job. But we do have measures for this budget, we do check that. And I think in the previous and we are set to admit that we cannot only be hunting
and
that's just the idea that children circle around the economic development and all of that. I'm not going to go to unemployment, around sports development, are you having any role on that? If schools are getting involved, and so that I can do a look at my profession as well, effectively get involved.
Let me answer for the same one. I was highly involved in coaching. That is interesting. That's about the first time that the commercial
interest for anything that's here. Thank you, Chairperson. I want to just a follow-up question. I think as recently in the Department of the Environment, we terminated the license of low-income fashion license. And I'm sure this has been a big impact in the industry. And I'm sure the IDC do have a close relationship with all the industry, and I wonder what is the IDC's idea about this impact, and as well, I'd like to know that how the IDC's, how this impact would affect the IDC's business commitment and their future strategy. Thank you.
Any other questions? CEO, my last question was what is your type of responsibility and how you would have? And particularly when the business comes to the future.
Thank you, Chairman. I have a question for you.
Thank you. Let me just say something that is wild. I'm not speaking for the defensive, no, any other problems I don't know. But you see people from the defensive, two problems for the defensive and remote. People who live in South Korea, the majority of the European people come from the remote, because of job seeking. The same would be in the defensive, people coming from the defensive and other things. What would be your plan if you were to be given an assignment to look at that? Say, for instance, I'm asking because if you go to the internship, if you speak development and economic growth, you only speak about 40 years of the plan only. If you go to a rural area, for instance, I go to a rural area that I know most. You go to Lake Faro, Ghana. Still the same thing that was there and was here. I'm not saying it's your job, but I'm just saying what advice would you give to such communities? The last one. There's so much activity in this thing.
Members have access to that information. Because we do cover the whole of the country. We just improve on that question about the cost. For example, in the 2 days, we did go, we had a chamber 2 months ago, and 2 months ago, we engaged in the chamber.
terms of interaction with some of the structures, I think we noticed this. That's why we firstly have engaged the DFI. Some of them have said we do with their companies. But that's another reason why we've worked with had this roadshow, so that here there are some of the people that we have not really been able to cover, and hopefully we can pick them up. Because those roadshows, previously we did them with governments, with the federal government. Now we're doing them with government and the chambers, so that we cover as wide a stakeholder as possible. Because I do accept that some of the structures don't necessarily have capacity to do more, and would really like to partner. So I think we will continue to work with them, and I'm hoping when we have people on the ground, like we have in the West, I mean, we have people here, and I think here we've been able to really work with a number of other So when we have people on the ground there, they will be able to engage with those different provincial targets, and then we can see how we can cooperate so that some of these projects which might be too big for them, we can fund. One of the reasons why we also did the agency development was precisely for that. So the agency identifies the project, and then it goes and looks for partners. There's not just nothing happening that you see when we fund, but we improve. I would like to believe we improve when we have people on the ground. On the spot, you're going to need to answer the question. On the very, we don't do much except what we find is most of our lives are of chess, not me. Most of our time is not for. So what we do is normally we combine those with the But it can be said as part of the CSI or UCSI, very good. We do sponsor to black players, one of them we call James Cup. So, and there's another one. But we don't do it in a bigger scale because we thank you.
I'm sure that ICT will be too flexible to be part of that, so that people also understand what
on the summer say we have the Mangi Namara to just share the comment you want to make.
David's here and the members of the committee. Basically, our COGs are linked to the fact that we have a department that we call Welcome and Restructuring. That is basically we normally refer to it as our hospital or ICU, whereby the clients that are experiencing distress get transferred to that unit. Basically, we've got specialists who are dedicated to ensure that we do recover, as our COGs said earlier on that we are the last people to switch off the lights. Basically, there are strategies in place to ensure that our clients get revived. We would go and basically assess what the requirements are. In certain instances, we would find out that we need to give support in terms of management. That we would do basically by means of our business support program. In some cases, we would find that we need to put a cash injection. So there's a number of strategies in place, but then we need to first diagnose what the symptoms are so that we address the problems properly. So we do that to help companies with the challenge. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. The last question is, how do you really encourage your development by going to college? One of the examples we have here is the country, which is in the state, and just passed, which is not a very big town. So, in terms of our strategy, we try and say what works in our province. And if one was to look at some of where some of these agencies developing in South Africa set up, where we had we set them up really in some mix. So we have some of them in big cities, but most of them would be in the smaller areas. Of course, we would like to encourage. I think that the observation is correct. We have to move moved away, and with our strategy of ensuring that we support the problem, make sure that we bring back into our province. It's a challenge. Change is not easy, but we continue to look. I think it's always easy. Relatively easy to look at what works best, in those areas. It is our culture, and let's see how can we, as I said, ensure that we encourage that the agricultural activities, to ensure that they are sustainable, so that we can also, if it's a specialized crop, then they are able to export there. And I think the country of our project to us is one such example. But we will continue to look for opportunities encourage rural development. When people have access to resources, with land, with mines, that's why we try to our communities and to look after to bring them into the public space. Also, what we find in some of these tourism related businesses where we would like to encourage the community to own a stake, but then they not only benefit from the salary, but the ownership of the land.
I thought you say you must consider your hometown. You are sick of me. You must please consider the water. Lillian?
Thank you, Chairperson. I just need to ask a general interesting question that I hear a wonderful idea about now, I was just wondering about this entrepreneurship and progress. Has there ever come across areas where this project fails properly but funds have been rejected, but it fails somehow totally, so the students arrive to become a better company? Do you
identify some cases where you have done a proper PCR test, you looked at it, you tried and you revive it, any dancing. Some of the reasons could be that maybe the management was just either reckless, or maybe it was just when the situation changes and the market becomes tough, then they can handle it, or maybe the technology that they had, which was thought at the initial stage that was the best, maybe the new technology was the fastest, so then that just makes us something of fine. So we have cases where in those cases then we unfortunately have to liquidate them. But as I said, we do that last, because we try, especially when we do the due diligence, we spend more time understanding the business, the drivers of the business, what makes it different. But when it doesn't go according to plan, we look at the structure, see how best we can survive. And when that fails, then we do have cases where we close down businesses, where we sold the assets. In some other cases, we sold it to other people, and then other people can come in and then apply. So we have some of those where they have one thing.
Yeah, thank you, just a quick comment. I just thank the delegation for coming to you. Your presentation was really good, and I think you guys are doing a really good job. And once again, bear in mind that broad-based black economic empowerment is really near and dear to my heart. It's something that I think we need to see more of. The community benefit on a grassroots level. So, but I want to commend you for the work that you've done so far with the data. Thank you.
So, let me ask you a question. On the agenda, the popular director. Do they get remunerated when they teach so much of this? I'm serious. Well, my other question would be, maybe who appoints them, so how do they account?
Can I respond to it?
Yes.
Why do you need to discuss it? They are appointed by the minister. They do get fees here. They are, I think they're at the back of the report. But because of the nature of the business that we do, I think if one were to, they reach about 8 or 9 times a year. And if you relate that really to the fees that they get, I think they're very modest. Because there's a lot of work that goes into our board package in terms of them really applying their mind in terms of how we can assist. Particularly the big and complex subjects. We have limits in which the regulation works for us. So they might not, in some cases, attend, but I think if one relates, we don't pay them the board members, but the attendance, the entertainment, which is modest, very, very modest, if one looks at the amount of work that they do. And I think the chairman of the board, whom I apologize, the chair should have said that in the beginning. It does take attendance very seriously, something that we actually think. Because if you look at the diverse nature of the board, it has something in terms of adding value.
Annual report on this NHSC partnership and joint venture here. There is one comment here, there's a wholesale venture in the Capital Fund, which is the various about 355 to 269. I'm not quite sure about this, and maybe someone can give me a clear picture on this.
Can
what that is, also is indicative of fund. What we have is we have invested jointly with a number of other people in a number of private equity or wholesale venture funds. For example, the Bio Ventures Fund, where IDC is about 20 million, but there are a number of people. So then we've got about five of those, the three technos, the mining, the new mining of the fund, and then there's the Bio Venture. So we are one of many. So in total, we've got about 600 million invested in those. So that relates to those, the same thing there, of course, they themselves invest in different companies. So for example, the Bio Venture is giving the 20 million, invest in a number, so they invest in a number of companies. So if you have to list that, yes, there will be a long list of investments. And they are all in different things. But we do have vacancies. I think it is about 550 odd people. We do have vacancies. So people do come in and go. No. I'm saying the staff now is fast, but that's over 500. But if we have a full complement, you will be just shy of 600. I think it would be, let's say, I don't have the exact figure, but I think you will be just shy of 600 if we're to fill in all those. What happens is, which is something that we start looking at our term strategy, retention strategy, and our long-term incentives, is that because of the skills some of our people gain in terms of understanding the industries, understanding the sectors, the due diligence that they do, we do compete for skills with some of the investment houses, the banks, who can pay a bit more. So we do also find that we get some of our people of us, but we try and make their job because it's something which we constantly look at. We rely on the people to be able to help us invest in this area, and we have limitations. I think as the development agency that we plan to make some time, we have them. I don't think they're out of control, but it's something that we do find numerous challenges. Because I think historically, people have also seen IT as a good training ground, where people come and get exposed and they're not there after 2 or 3 years. People come and what we've done is then we have, I think, William talked about the academy, which we have. The aim of the academy is to ensure that we continue to train more and more people so that we have a bigger pool of people so that we can really help our culture change some of our people.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you very much. It's just a follow up. I hear what the CEO is saying, and I think it is very important. And I think as a committee, which is very important, that whilst we are simply, and let me say first of all, without editing or trying to put down the work that is done behind the, or in the end of, but I think around the question of the board members, I think the consensus that I have from that in terms of identity. We don't need it because that's basically the time when everybody comes together. And so that we can share this idea and come up with a complete proposal and reinforce the business thinking that is the beginning of it. So at least around, whilst we appreciate the work that they do in the end, but this is the reason of context, that we feel that in terms of that, that particular area must be improved. Because I don't know
now is being too romantic.
Thank you.
the chair,